Om Shanti. 14th April 2019, Sunday. So today's slogan is Success becomes a garland around the neck of those who surrender themselves to God out of love. Success becomes a garland round the neck of those who surrender themselves to God out of love. Surrender is a very deep word, and in religion it means submission. It means Sharanagati. It means giving up one's will to higher power. In Hinduism, surrender has been used. In Islam, the real Muslim is one who surrenders his will to God. In Christianity, thy will shall be done. It is the lawful submission before the will of the higher power. In Buddhism, they talk of Sharanam, of surrendering. So almost all religions, Jainism, they talk of surrendering in front of Tirthankars. So they all talk of surrender, submission, or Sharanagati. So Baba says, those who surrender themselves out of love to God, or to godly love, or to the divine love, such souls get garlanded with success. To get surrendered in front of God is a very higher thing. And what does it mean to surrender? Surrender has got different dimensions or different types. The very first surrender is the surrender of body. We can divide surrender into 7 parts. The first surrender is the surrender of the body. When we surrender in front of someone, we surrender our body to him. And in spirituality and in Baba's Gyan, the first surrender is the surrender of body, means we give up our body for Baba's service. It is no more for our own entertainment or enjoyment. Rather, we are in this body to take care of it so that it remains healthy. And what do we get by remaining healthy? There are many people in the world who are healthy, but just to stay healthy is what? Does that give any satisfaction? Just to stay healthy means one is not suffering from any disease. That is one of the steps. To remain healthy means for what you are healthy. You are healthy means your body is healthy so that you can serve. So health is just a step in service. Health is not the goal. Health is a step. To remain free from diseases means to remain healthy. What for? So that we can serve. So the first surrender is the surrender of the body. That our body is no more for frivolous enjoyment. Our body is no more for indulging in sense gratification. This body is for something higher. The body is for higher purpose. The body is for tapasya. The body is for us to practice yoga and to purify ourselves. So surrendering the body. The second type of surrender is the surrender of mind. In this, so many things come. Desires, interests, awareness, opinion, ideas, ambitions. Surrendering mind means everything that is happening in the mind. Dreams, feelings, emotions, imaginations, awareness, everything. Vritti, drishtikon, perspective, viewpoint, ego, everything. Surrendering mind is the greatest thing. Man mana bhava. Attach your mind unto me. That is the greatest form of surrender. I have nothing for me, everything is for him. So, the second dimension of surrender is surrendering mind. The third dimension of surrender is wealth. In today's Avyakta Murli, whilst talking with Bombay Group, Baba has used a word, Nardesavar. Nardesavar means those one who makes others wealthy. So Baba says, in the world, Mumbai is known as an affluent country, a city. So, but they have no knowledge of the treasures which are imperishable. So what is your speciality? Baba is talking with Mumbai Group in today's Avyakta Mudli. Your speciality is to make them aware of imperishable treasures of Gyan. Balance itself is a treasure, Baba said today. So, surrendering wealth. Whatever we have, everything is for Baba's service. Dividing the wealth. Keep some part for family. Keep some part for yourself. Keep some part for yajna. And keep some part as a saving. So, wealth is for Baba. Donate the wealth so that some center can be constructed. Donate the wealth so that your wealth can be utilized for some yajna service. In fact, yajna doesn't need anything from anyone. But if you give, it is your fortune that you are making. Because even if you don't give, somebody else will give and the work will go on. So Baba doesn't want, Baba doesn't beg in front of anybody. If you want to give, give, otherwise leave it. So surrendering wealth, that is the third dimension of surrender. And then intellect, buddhi, surrendering intellect. Surrendering intellect means ego, specialities. I know this, I have done this. In today's Murli, Baba has talked about four different types of balance. They are not very much visible, but hidden in the Murli. There is no numbering 1, 2, 3 and 4th. But the fourth type of balance is on one side is happiness that you have known many things, but on another side there should be urti kala, ascending stage means unnati, means progress, means there are so many still things still to learn. On one side you have become jnani, you have become yogi, you have good dharanas, you are doing service, you know many things, you have understood many things. But on another side, at every step there should be ascending stage. On another side, there should be desire to progress. So this is known as balance. That comes out of egolessness. That comes out of the realization that what I have known is nothing. Otherwise, there is an intoxication here. One fills with intoxication. So, intellect surrendering. Surrendering one's intellect means there are many things still to know. I have not known everything. That is the fourth type of surrender. And then sanskar. Another type of surrender is sanskar. Surrendering sanskars is the toughest and the hardest job. Why? Because sanskars are automatic. They are in the subconscious mind. Even though conscious mind says that I have given up this habit, subconscious, it arises again from subconscious. So surrendering sanskar is really a very tough job. But it can be done by persistence. So sanskar. And then karma. The sixth type of balance is actions. Surrendering one's action and its fruits. The fruit of action. You do service and then you get failure. Even to submit that failure. You have done very good service, but you met with success. To surrender that success. Success and failure should not touch the soul. So surrendering karma. And the last, seventh type of surrender is surrendering sambandh, relationships. Whatever relationships we have, even surrender them. The laukik relationships, whatever you have, even to surrender them. That is the form of one of the forms of surrender. So these are the seven different types of surrender in Brahmin life. The moment we become Brahmin, this process begins. So Baba says you surrender to God's love. And because you surrender in front of God's love, or because you surrender out of love to God, you get success, or the garland of success. So, giving up this body for service, first type of surrender, mental surrender, emotions, feelings and everything, intellectual surrender, intellect, wealth, whatever wealth we have, let that be utilized for the higher purpose. Whatever wealth I have, that should be for Baba and his service. Or to keep oneself comfortable, okay, healthy, so that we can serve. And then, surrender sanskar. Surrendering sanskars. For that one must identify what sanskars I have. What are the deepest sanskar I am carrying with me? The deeper the sanskar, the difficult it would be to surrender. So to know the deepest of the surrender sanskar and then to surrender it unto God. That is one of the forms of surrender. And then karma. Whatever we do, let that be for Baba. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba talked about four different types of balance. The first balance is Yad and Seva. Action or Seva and remembrance. It's not that Seva first and then remembrance. In the Seva, if I get time, then I will remember. Not like that. Yad me Seva, Seva me Yad. There is a difference. In service, there is a remembrance. This is one stage. But the other stage is, in remembrance, there is service. That is what Baba wants. So, actions, whatever we do, surrender it. Or they all should be for the higher purpose. Baba said, you are the lamp of the whole world in today's Avyakta Murli. You are not just the lamp of small clan. If the whole world is a clan, you are unlimited lamp. And you are not the flickering lamp. You are eternally shining lamp. That's the last paragraph of today's Avyakta Murli. So, act surrendering karma. And knowing that we are on the stage and the world is looking at me and we are the lamps of the whole world, the unlimited lamps of the unlimited world. And the last, relationships. If I have to submit my relationship, how pure that relationship should be. If I have impure relationship with somebody, if A has got, A and B are in Gyan, and they have got impure relationship, can they submit their relationship to God? That will get rejected. Because anything which is impure is not accepted in the court of God. So these are the seven types of surrender. Surrender time. That is a treasure. That is a treasure. So we will just revise today's Avyakta Murli. Four questions at the start. Who has come? For what purpose he has come? Whom he has come to meet? And where he has come? So these are the four questions at the start of today's Avyakta Murli. Who has come? Ocean of love has come. Who has come? Ocean of love. Whom he has come to meet? Those who are Prem Swarup and Gyan Swarup. Those who are embodiment of love and embodiment of knowledge. For what he has come? To give the return of love and to give the return of love. Third question. Fourth question. Where he has come? Prem ki mehfil. In the gathering of love. In the spiritual gathering of love. In the spiritual relationship of love. In this milan he has come. So at the onset, these are the four questions. Who has come? To whom he has come to meet? Why he has come? And where he has come? Ruhani mehfil. This is spiritual gathering. Ruhani sambandh ki milan mehfil. This is the spiritual gathering of this divine union. So Baba has come to this gathering. And what he has done after coming, that is another question. What he has done. In the path of devotion, you used to think that to get God is very difficult because he is tejomay, he is radiant. But here, those who were hopeless has become hopeful. Those who were disheartened, dilshikast, they have become shaktishali, powerful. Then which was kab has become ab. That which was kab, when we will meet God, that has become now. that which was. Now you have become adhikari. So these are the, again, 4-5 things that have happened. Who has come, why he has come, whom he had come to meet, where he has come, and what he has done. These are the 5 initial questions from today's Avyaktamukli. Now, what are his observations? What are Baba's observation? Your love is very good. Your nishchay, your faith is very good. Your jnana is very good. Your yoga is very good. But then you lack few things. And what is that? Balance. This is the one thing which you don't have, Baba said. And because of you, because of this lack, you are not able to attain to certain things. And what are those things? You do not have ascending stage all the time, Urtikala. Because of this, you do not remain lost in one all the time. So remaining lost in one. And because of this, you are not acrous, constant and stable stage always. Because balance is not there. These are some of the things that have happened to you because you don't have balance. Because of this, body and the temporary pleasures of the body attract you. And because of this, the 5th thing, Sudbuddh, you do not remain, you do not attain that stage where you are forgetful of this world. So because you don't have balance, all these things are happening. Otherwise, your goal is to have all of these things. These are very higher stage of Brahmin life, where there should be ascending stage, Urtikala, where you should be lost, Magan, where you should have Ekrastiti, where you should be forgetful of body, where you should have lost all the consciousness or awareness of the things of the world. So these are the 5 things that are happening because you don't have balance. Now, what are the types of balance? Baba has mentioned 4 types of balance in today's Murli. The first is Yad and Seva. That is the first type of balance. The second, Baba said, if this balance is there, then the second balance will automatically come. What is the second type of balance in today's Murli? Swaman and Nirman. So that is the second type of balance. The third type of balance in today's Murli, Nyara and Pyara, loving and detached. That is the third type of balance. The fourth type of balance in today's Murli, on one side you have intoxication and happiness, Khushi and Nasha. But on the other side, there should be Urtikala, there should be ascending stage, and there should be Unnati, progress. Balance of this is the newest type of balance Baba has described in this Murli. Such balance Baba never talked before. So this is the 4th type of balance. So these are the 4 type of balances Baba talked of. The first is Yad and Seva. Now there is a very beautiful thing Baba said. One is, in Yad there is a Seva. Another is, in Seva there is Yad. Which is better? In Yad, there is Seva. And in Seva, there is Yad. Baba say, you do what? You do Seva, and in that Seva, you try to remember. But then you say, I don't have time. I forgot. I couldn't remember. Baba doesn't want. This is not your stage. Your stage should be first Yad and then Seva. In Yad, Seva. In remembrance, you will be doing Seva. Those who are Maharathi, they always put Yad first and Seva next. Those who are horse riders or those who are cavalry. Horse riders or the cavalry. Cavalry are those who are walking on foot. So they keep seva first. But if you keep seva first, then there would be conflicts. So the first type of balance, the first balance you have to strike in this Brahmin life. It's not that Amrit Vela, I did yoga, whole day I am forgetful, and then evening again I am doing yoga. This is not our stage. Our stage is all the work, all the actions, all the deeds, all the seva should be done in remembrance. So remembrance first and then seva. So this is the first type of balance. And if this balance is there, you will have blessing. And if this balance is there, you will be blissful. First balance. The second balance is soman and nirman. You have a very good soman that I have done this service, I have done that service, I am doing this service, and this much service, this much time. But then you should also be nirman in the sense that he is karan karavanhar. I am just instrument. So this feeling of being instrument is very important. So this balance. On one side, soman. Otherwise, this soman will turn into dehabhiman. If you don't have the feeling of being an instrument. So this is the second type of balance. Baba said, if first balance is there, the result would be the second balance. Now the third balance is nyara and pyara. What is that? In service, you have responsibility, zimmevari. But responsibility should not make you heavy. If it is making you heavy, you cannot remain double light. If you are not double light, you cannot become pyara, loving of father. So, even though there are responsibility, whether it is laukik, alaukik, or pravrit, or alaukik, or of ishvariya seva, godly service, you should be having balance. This balance is ishvariya niti. Baba said, this is divine ethics. These are divine laws, divine enactments, divine pacts. Ishvariya niti these are. So balance of nyarapan, of being detached and at the same time loving. So that is the third type of balance. The fourth type of balance is very new, very important. What is that? You have the intoxication and happiness. Experience of intoxication and happiness of what? You have become yogi, you have become jnani, you have become sevadari, you have dharanas, you are doing very good yoga, you are doing lot of service. Lot of things of happiness is there, intoxication is there. Whatever is there to be known, you have known. Whatever is there to be understood, you have understood. Whatever vidhi is there, that method you have understood. But what is the balance? At every stage, every kadam, ascending stage, urti kala, flying stage, at every stage there should be unnati, progress. So even though you have known things, but always know that there are many more things to know. Don't become egoistic here. So these are the fourth type of balance. First, yad seva. Second, soman nirman. Third, nyara pyara. And fourth, kushi nasha. On one side, on another side, this is your purusharth. It is there. But on another side, this should be there. So Baba said, maintain these four types of balance. This is Ishwariya Niti. And if these balance are there, then you will have five stages. What are the five stages? First, you will have Urtikala, that is flying stage, if you have balance. Second, if you have balance, you will be lost in one. Third, if you have balance, you will have forgetful of this body, and the bodily attainments will not pull you. And fifth, sudbuddh of this world, all the awareness of the world will be lost. And fifth, you will have ekras sthiti, constant and stable stage. So when these balance, four types of balance are there, you will have five type of stages. So this is, in short, Baba also talked about Mumbai group. And said again that balance is an art. Balance is sampatti, is a treasure. So Mumbai is Narde Savar, is like the lord of the affluent, the lord of the rich has come. So make those people who think who are rich into this richness, give them. So that is the first thing in Mumbai. Second thing, Baba said Mumbai should become Mayajit. Mayajit means put the Maya into ocean. But then don't put it on the surface, otherwise it will come back. It should reach the level the very depth, the bed of ocean. That is the second thing. Third thing, to Mumbai group, double return. Because Mamma and Baba both were there, so you have to give double return. So this is in short about today's Avyakta Murli. No, Nardesavar means, God is known as Nardesavar, means who will make you into rich. Who will make you rich. That is the Nardesavar. Om Shanti.